and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel the Tet and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
My condolences to Kim Kardashian for not passing the bar. And welcome to another episode of Be Banter. On CFRC
Radio. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're back with a very special
Landon and Charlie left Kingston. They were here for a brief visit.
Yeah, and then we did our ins and outs last episode. Mm-hmm. And we're back.
And we're back. And now we're in. Beat Banter is in. Campus Radio is out.
Campus Radio is so in this year. Yeah. Hey, we're almost done. Our stint. Guys, this is our last semester year.
Guys.
Scary. But yeah, we have some good tunes for you. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. So the first two tracks I'll be playing is Tim Hecker, No Drums, who's like he's an artist from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Come on. Thank You Trade. And then Ya Ya Rave by Ian Mills, which I think I found off of a Spot a Bleep mix. But the song really bangs. This is like, I think, my favorite song I'm playing this episode. But yeah.
Let's play them.
Thank you. my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
You just listened to No Drums by Tim Hecker and Ya Ya Rave by Ian Mills on CFRC.
Bangers. I really like that Ya Ya Rave song. Mm-hmm. Really good. Really fun textures. Really fun fast drums.
Come on. Really fun no drums. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And the no drums, shout out. Good ambient. Nice song to kick off the year.
Yeah.
2026.
I can't believe we're getting old.
Guys, we're really old. Yeah, like, really my old. Back hurts. Like, everything hurts. Everything hurts. I can barely get up the stairs to my bedroom anymore. Like, it's really rough. Come on. I started having to give Aiden, like, thickened water because he can't even drink normal water no more.
No, it's crazy.
Guys, we're getting old.
Hey, listen, this is life at 22. I'm going to be playing my first two songs of the episode, which are going to be On Your Time by Netanya, which the song is such a banger. And I'm also going to be playing With You by Dexter and the News Agent.
Play him.
You know I passed the book where we should hinge. You're crazy love, your malice. And then you tried to lace me with your fan. My crazy love.
and you just took me by surprise. I guess it's better when you turn, it's better feelings in your mind. I'm not sure what I did to ever get you. Cause I don't know the truth, I'm not sure where you've been, but I just wanna be with you. You could hold my hand for a second, tell me all the things you know I want to hear. What's the point in spending time alone? You're the only thing that I wanna be in. I feel like I can't live without you. Same, I've waited all my life for someone just like you to make me feel brand new for the rest of my life. I've tried and tried to say what's on my mind, but I can't get the words out. I never believed that you're really mine. Made me feel alright. I can't. I've tried and tried to say what's on my mind.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You just listened to On Your Time by Natanya and Dexter and the News... With You by Dexter and the News Agent on CFRC Radio.
Banger. I love those two. Come on, New Year, new us.
Hey, do we
sound different this year?
Yeah, we sound more mature, we're wiser, we're older, we're beautiful.
Yeah. But you know what hasn't changed?
What?
Jane Remover. Saw me playing some Jane Remover. Come on. Hey. This is Jane Remover banter. Like, that's just what
no,
this
honestly,
is.
No, honestly. Like, it's kind of crazy how much music she put out last year.
Yeah.
Like,
we're gonna get like 8 albums this year.
I know. Because she put out Revenge Seeker, she put out the EP, she put out the Venturing album, all those Leroy like mixes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Come crazy on. Year.
Yeah. And then she was also putting out music under the name Somber, I think. Oh.
Yeah, she's putting out music under the name like Manson Boone.
Boone and Somber, like she's up on and her top artist Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's her.
So I'll be playing Dream Sequence by Jane Remover. And then I'll also be playing this song by this artist called Dune Conda called Polycephaly.
Yeah.
Banger, play him.
Play him.
Come on, fair beat. Fair beat.
Ah, that's a royal. with none of your things. Your bandmates, your lovers and friends.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate.
Hey Nate.
We'll go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You just listened to Dream Sequence by Jane Remover and Polycephaly by Dune Conda on CFRC.
Bang ours.
Bang her. Like bang her.
Oh, yes, well, yes.
Something you know nothing about. Right.
Right, but I do know about that Jane Remover.
Hey,
that Dream Sequence.
Hey, just make music, baby.
B-L-Y. Guys, you know what's in this year's sign language?
Okay, listen. Wait, listen to us right now, okay? Listen.
Guys, we're signing. Don't worry.
Guys, did you hear that?
Did you hear that?
Come on.
No, like, honestly, like, I'm trying to learn sign language right now, ASL, and I'm kind of doing a bad job, but listen, I know how to say... you fell out a coconut tree, so.
And we know how to say sucking, like time and place. And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Like, I know how to say that. But no, I'm honestly, like, I think this is the year to learn sign language.
Isn't it problematic that one of the first things you learned was how to say fat lesbian?
I don't think that's that problematic. It's just that was the video that I found online. Like, they taught us how to say fat and lesbian. So that's not my fault. Like, it's really not my fault. And yeah, I just put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to say no, Vecna. Please stop, Vecna.
Stop. Oh my gosh. Stranger Things is literally like
that's hell on earth. Me and Aiden do not watch Stranger Things, but we watched the season finale.
I didn't know. Okay, to be fair, we did not watch the season finale. We watched like maybe 10 minutes. Like, I was on my phone. No one was paying attention. It's just because our friend Eric, who is on the show, is a huge Stranger Things fanatic.
Yeah. And he looked like Will Byers, and apparently I look like Joyce Byers.
I feel like watching Stranger Things feels unethical. Like, I don't even know
what. Yeah. I feel like I'm giving money to Israel, like, by watching it, like, and, like, I don't even know, like, seeing reels about it, I feel like they're tapping my phone.
And I keep saying, like, do not recommend this content to me, and I keep getting them, like, what's going on? Chat, what's going on? It's Noah Schnapp. Cameron Wintervoice, Byler is real.
Yeah, no, Noah Schnapp, Giz, what's that guy who made an app about himself? Jeremy Renner. Like, I feel like Noah Schnapp is like 2 weeks away from getting the Noah Schnapp app.
Bruh, he already
the
made
Noah
a stranger.
The Noah Schnapp.
Wait.
Noah, give us money for that. Stop giving money to Israel. Give it to us. Exactly. Give it to us and we'll make you the Noah Schnapp.
Exactly. Also, it's like, it's crazy because Jeremy Renner is just like the freakiest guy on earth, like, why didn't he, first of all, I think he did something weird with his wife. No, like, he low-key like was abusive,
like low-key was abusive,
but like, that's not, listen, this is not, guys, actually I shouldn't put this out there.
No, put it out. Guys, girl, Jeremy Renner
allegedly. But listen, I'm gonna give you two more fun bangers, so you can forget about
the first one is the Stranger Things intro. The last one is the Stranger Things outro.
Okay, I'm gonna be playing "Gimme a Chanel" by Faith Lizay. This is my song of the year of 2025. This song is so freaking good. If you guys don't know this song, I really don't want the bag if it ain't coming with a double C.
Who sings that song?
I really don't want you to pull up on me if you ain't coming with a bag. Where's my Chanel? Yeah, so that's "Gimme a Chanel" by Faith Lizay.
Come with a bag. Where's my Louis Vuitton? Come on. Shout out my mom and her Louis bag. Shout out. She in Cancun right now. Shout out.
Hey.
This is the Cancun of Canada. Kingston, when you really think about it, this is the Cancun of Canada. Kingston is the Cancun of Canada. And Canada is the bag with the barbecue sauce and Kingston's the chicken.
The chicken. Period. So yeah, I'm going to be playing "Gimme a Chanel" by Faith Lizay, and I'm also going to be playing "Butterfly" by Smile DK, which is a banger, and it was in both "Caught by the Tides" and "Resurrection," two movies that came out last year.
Oh, I need to see "Resurrection."
Yeah, it's at screening room right now. Everyone, go watch it.
Okay, banger. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Play him.
Money Productions. Spend a day with me as a Barbie, living in the hood. I really don't want the bag if it ain't coming with a double C. I really don't want you to pull up on me if you ain't coming with a bag. Where's my Chanel? This must be office bonkers if he thought he would be seeing me. This really gotta be office bonkers if he thought he would be seeing me without bringing me a double C. This look dumb. This look like double D. This really look dumb. This really look kind of stupid. Can you sober up? Yeah, I'm starting to think that you off that man. Cause you always trying to pull up to my man without asking how much is my double CC man. Are you kidding? French tips on my tips, don't do the French kissing. Black Tories on my tippies, wait, babe, something's missing. My wrist bust down AP, I pimped out my ride. Take a look on my shoulder at Chanelly. I am dark skin like Keisha, no belly. So I'm missing why you thought we would be dirty whining. Really be a crime, didn't stop any man mocks for my double CC box before pulling up to my spot with the bumba climbing. Double see me if you want to see me, you already knew that. Hit me when you sober up, Perky Boy.
Where's my summer ride? you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else you got going on.
You just listened to Gimme a Chanel by Faith Lizay and Butterfly by Smile DK. Wait, bars.
Wait, bar, 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 bar.
Radio.
Hey, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
What did you think of those songs?
I really like the first one.
I really don't. Want the big finit coming with a double C. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some in my bag and my Chanel.
Give me my Chanel. I love her. And she's coming out with more music every day, and she comes up with the craziest flows I've ever heard. That when she goes, bunkers, like, I've never heard anyone do that before. So good.
Girl, ain't no one doing it like her. Come on.
No one's doing it like Faith.
Yeah, and you know, no one's doing it like Georgia Harmer. Hey, okay, now we switch it. Georgia Harmer. Hi, Queen. I found out today, Aiden actually told me that, because they, like, similarly to the Rankin family, like, the Harmers are like a musical family, and her sister, Sarah Harmer, sister, aunt, some relation.
Some relation. Guys, we should do research before we do that.
No. Yeah. This is the year of spilling lies. This is the year of not fact checking, saying whatever we want to say, not fact checking, and saying it as truth. This is truth. Noah Schnapp is tapping our phones and he's getting on my credit card and he's giving money to Israel. That is fact. Like, that actually is happening. And Georgia Harmer is from Kingston, Jamaica, and her whole family. She has 13.
The Rastafarian.
Yeah, the Rastafarian. Yeah, their whole family lives in Kingston.
They're Zoroastrian, too.
But the fact is, Sarah Harmer lives in Kingston. Sarah Harmer, what are you doing? You don't listen to the show. You want to pop by?
You don't want
to
pop by?
You don't want to pop
by? I don't even know if that's true. Like. Bunkers. Guys, we're not right today.
No, and we are right today.
You know what the issue is? Because we watched half an episode of The Kardashians before coming here. I think that was the issue.
And Kim didn't pass the bar. That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
And Kylie had a side plot and it's her house is haunted. That's facts.
Every average Kylie side plot is actually like, bunkers. Like,
bunker.
They're doing anything. And then Kendall's side plot is going to her equestrian club that she sponsored.
Yeah, that she sponsored. And she's like, oh my God, guys, I won. Girl, 8-1. She jumped over the 818 logo. Like,
crazy. Anyway, no one knows what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to play Slow Down by Georgia Harmer.
Yeah.
And then this duo band that I've been listening to for a while, Between Friends, they're bangers.
Well, there used to be a show called Between Friends, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sophia.
Yeah, R.I.P. Well, they didn't I. But R.I.P. Sophia.
Hey, I saw her on New Year's. She's doing good. She's doing good. She said, listen to Beat Banter, everyone. And she said, Noah Schnapp is tapping our phones. Like, she said that, right? So I'm playing DJ by Between Friends. Come on.
Of course.
Play them.
Play them.
Table when you woke up later than
Listen to Slow Down by Georgia Harmer and DJ by Between Friends on CFRC.
A banger. Yeah, Georgia Harmer the GOAT. Listen.
Georgia Harmer the GOAT.
The new listen, if there's not another record in 2026, it's over.
Come on, it's over.
But honestly, take your time, though. But take your time,
take your
Georgia.
Time, queen. Take your time, Georgia.
Yeah, but Sarah, you got to get on it. Sarah Harmer.
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you? Drop another project.
And you probably got, and I think they have like, what, like 19 siblings or something. So like they all got to be releasing music soon. Come on, 19 Harmers and counting.
Wait, I need the TLC show about their family.
Yeah. Like, I'm like lying. Like, she has no siblings. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Girl, we don't know. We don't do research anymore.
No, 2026 is the year of just saying things like as facts, doubling down, saying you're not
doubling
lying.
2026 is the year of doubling down.
Yeah,
sure.
Doubling down on your lies.
Yeah. And that Between Friends song bangs.
Yeah, bangs.
Yeah. I'll play my last two songs of the episode. We might have some time at the end to chit chat with y'all.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna lie.
A lot of lies gonna be coming, but I'm gonna be playing Future Waits by Tops, which is one of my favorite Top songs. Mm. I sampled this on my CFRC set.
Oh, what else are you gonna play? And what else are you gonna play?
And I'm also gonna be playing Body Horror by Sainsbury, which comes out tomorrow.
Like, who's on that?
Sarah Duvet.
Hey, come on.
Sarah Duvet has a little feature on it. Yeah, but everybody, it's on.
I actually wrote the song too. And I actually made the song.
All right, that's where it stops. That's where the lie stops.
No, so guys, like, I wrote the song, and like, Aiden's been releasing my music under the name Sainsbury.
Yeah.
And I just want you guys to like report his account, like, please. Right.
Guys, go ahead tomorrow. Open your iPhone, open your Samsung, download the song and listen
open
to
your
it 300
Android,
times.
Open your iPad, open your Surface tablet, open your PS Vita and download that.
And download it and play it on all devices 24/7.
Yeah, but make sure it's on one volume so the stream counts.
Yes, please, like Justin Bieber. When Justin Bieber was like, everybody go stream Yummy.
Yeah, and like, we're actually up for a Juno, so you need, so like, vote for us for the Juno.
Yes. Is it a vote? Is the Juno's voting? I don't think so.
Yes, the Juno's voting. Vote for us. And actually, the other thing is that they didn't play it on the air, but me and Aiden actually won a Critics Award.
Oh, Critics Choice Award, yes.
Yeah, we won one for Marty Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, we were the ball.
We were the ball. I was the ball.
I was the sperm swimming at the beginning.
And I was the egg.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then we were the ball. And I don't know why they didn't air that. I think it's because they didn't want to see... I don't know. You know, I'm like...
Girl, like, what are we talking about? Play the songs.
Play the songs.
But actually, though, like, I'm being serious, guys. Please, please, please stream the song tomorrow. Mm. Like, it's on all platforms. Like, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You'll hear it right now. After Future Waits by Tops.
Yeah, play them.
Okay, play them.
The future waits for. give me a chance. One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, tell me? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, man? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, tell me? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Give me a chance. One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, tell me? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, tell me? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Am I the one for you, tell me? One second.
Let me be your girl, let me be your man. I've got an open mind.
Give me a second, give me a second chance.
Let me be your girl if I can't be your man.
You shot me and you, across the salt, then you and me again. The trailer was the film, a funny war, I left the cut before me. I could be your rhythm thrill, let me be your man.
Let me be your girl if I can't be your man.
I could be your highness, please, let me turn to sand.
Just listen to Future Waits by Tops and Body Horror by Sainsbury.
Yes!
Yeah.
Guys, I wrote that song. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, Sarah wrote it all, and I just, like, steal all... Like, she did the production, too. It was crazy.
I did everything.
She,
like,
did everything.
I did everything, and Aiden just did those high-pitched vocals that, like, suck. Like...
Let me be your girl if see? I can't be your man.
That was me.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope you like this song, and please listen to it, please.
Yeah, guys, we have like 5 minutes to talk. What should we talk about? Oh, we should have planned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's. What can we lie about?
Oh, why don't we do 2025? Like, what were your favorite things? Oh, we did that last episode.
Guys, no one wants to hear about us talk anymore. I don't know. We only have this semester left. And like, guys, no one is interacting with our socials. Like, please, you need to interact with our socials and tell us what you want us to talk about, or else I'm going to keep lying. Like.
Listen, it's crazy. It gets crazy.
Like, 2026 is the year of misinformation, lying, and like, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah. I will say, though, my goal this year is to finish the Sight and Sound 2022 Best Movies list.
Mm. Oh, well, we watched a few movies over the break.
Yeah. Okay.
We watched Marty Supreme.
Yes.
Okay.
What were your thoughts on Marty Supreme?
I liked Marty Supreme. I did not like that Slushy Noobs was promoting it or whatever.
The promo really kind of upset me, just because I was like, what is this movie about? But, like, I get it now. I get it. You know what I mean?
It was, I liked. Like, I think Tyler was a good actor, but I saw our, like, friend Liam watch it a few times and was like, we didn't get a lot about their relationship. And so, like, I think...
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think that part was a lacking, but yeah, Timmy's good in it. Timmy's good. Odessa's really good in it.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah, I think she was, like,
my favorite part, low-key.
Yeah, she was my favorite part. She was so,
reveal,
so good.
I mean...
Kevin O'Leary. Kevin O'Leary, like...
Listen, I get it. It's like, okay, you need someone to play, like, an evil capitalist in your movie, like, cast Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah, but Mark was saying that when they were casting it, they just went to the Forbes Top 40 and were like, who would do it?
Yeah.
Like,
well, of course, Kevin O'Leary would do it. But also, Kevin O'Leary is evil. So, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel fine that it's him. I was just, like, shocked.
Yeah. I feel like they could have got someone else to do... Like, people are like, oh, he did a great job. It's like, anybody who's that wealthy could do a good job in this role.
Like, just being themselves?
Just being themselves.
But at least, I don't know, you hate him, and you hate him in the movie, too. Like, I don't think anyone feels pity for him in the movie.
That's true. It's just, like, I don't know. I thought people were overblowing how good he was in the movie.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Like, I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally wouldn't have done that, but, you know, it's fine. Yeah. It's Josh Safdie.
And then the very first thing we watched in 2026 was Sideline 2.
Yeah. That was not good. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we watch over the break? We watched 7 Days in Hell, the, like, tennis...
Yeah, mockumentary. With, what's his name? Andy Samberg.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy from... Jon Snow, whatever.
Yeah, Jon Snow. That
Kit
was
Harington,
okay.
Kit Harington.
Yeah, that was okay. That was okay.
It was whatever. I don't really care.
Do you see anything really good over the break?
Let me think about it. Let me open my letterbox.
Oh, his letterbox pro, which he now has.
Over the break. When did our break start? The 17th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we had a long break, bruh. Oh, I watched this movie called Another Year by Mike Lee, which is really, really good. Really good.
Oh, my goal, I wanna finish I want to watch, like, most of Agnes Varda's movies because I've only seen a few, but I love them. Like, Le Bonheur is, like, still in my top four. Like, it was so, so good.
I'm down to watch them with you. Yes, I haven't seen a lot.
What was the other one? That it's about her photo that she took, Ulysse.
Oh, yeah, Ulysse.
Which is really, really good.
Really good. You should watch... Have you watched Cleo from Fred
No, I need to watch Cleo, and I need to watch Vagabond.
Yeah, okay. Watch those. But I want to watch with you... She has a movie, One Sings, the Other Doesn't.
Oh, my God. Wait, yeah. Sorry. Things I watch on the plane. You guys actually should watch The Pit. Like, Aiden won't watch it. It's, like, the medical drama.
Yeah.
And I watched Donnie Darko while I was in Peru for the first time. Yeah. And the guy... Donnie Darko. But it's actually, like, such a good show. Like, I watched the first 4 episodes on the plane, and, like, literally during turbulence, I was like, I'm having a panic attack. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
But it's such a good show. It's 15 hours in the ER. Like, it goes through one shift in the Pittsburgh ER room.
Mm-hmm.
Stressful. And it's really good. What else did I watch? I watched Am I Okay? The movie where Dakota Johnson is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah,
and she finds
out
she's a lesbian at 30. That movie is dog poopy. But guess who else is in that? Odessa. She plays their like yoga instructor. It's like a not really small role, but that movie not good. Dakota Johnson does not play a convincing lesbian as much as she looks like one.
I feel like Dakota Johnson, when you put her in the right context, like in Suspiria, she was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put her in Materialist and she was ba-ba-ba-booey. Like, I literally don't.
She wa-ba-bonkers.
I was literally like, what the hell?
And then I watched this god-awful movie but Jelena, like, it actually, like, hurt me. It was Sierra Burgess as a loser. The girl where she's, like, catfishing, like, she's, like, a little bit of a chubby girl in high school, and she catfishes Noah Centineo.
I have not heard of that movie, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it was so awful. Like, I literally, at one point, like, they were on the phone together, and Noah Centineo was like, what's your talent? And she went, sandwiches. She said, my talent is sandwiches.
Girl, stand up.
Stand Girl, up. Girl, stand up.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good goal. Like, Anya Sarda movies, and yeah. We could do... I mean, I want to watch more Sight and Sound movies, so I'll do that with you. And also, one more recommendation, The Green Ray by Eric Romare. So good, it made me cry. Like, it made me cry. I don't cry that much at movies, but...
I finally watched The Mastermind this break. So good.
Yay.
Josh O'Connor can do no wrong. Like, but every time we went to the movie theater this break, it was like, Josh O'Connor. He's going to be in the new Spielberg movie, which is Disclosure Day.
He's in the new Joel Cohen movie
That one looks stupid to me, though, Disclosure Day.
Well, I feel like Spielberg's going to be back in his bag, low-key.
What are like, the big Spielberg movies?
Jaws?
Yeah, like Catch Me If You Can, Jaws, Schindler's List, whatever. E.T. Oh, he did E.T.
Like bangers. Whatever.
Like, whatever. No.
Oh,
like,
and he did the Harrison Ford...
Indiana Jones. Yeah. But Josh O'Connor is in so much. And I'm like, I'm scared because I'm like, he's going to be in so much. Like, are half of them bound to be bad?
Well, I don't know.
And
I
he's the best part. Like, we watched... the new Knives Out, and he was the best part, but that movie was poop from a butt.
And also History of Sound.
Poop from a butt. All I can remember is like the same like gosh darn audio clip they had, like, your mother's daughter, like that. Like, that movie was so bad. The music, I saw someone being like, guys, like, even if the like romance gay arc between them isn't great, like, the whole other side of, like, musical art. It was dumb. No. It was poop from
my butt. This is the thing. It could have been so interesting, like, this idea of, like, capturing... Like, the first people to capture sound. Mm-hmm. That's... Or not really first people, but, you know, folk music
the
in America.
The first two white gay men to capture sound.
Two white gay men to capture folk music in America. Like, that... I think that's a really great premise.
Like, that movie felt like the clip of the people being, like, what came first, light or sound? Like, let's try it. One,
one, two, three.
I think it was sound. Like, that movie was bad, and I love.
Have you seen that video of them looking up, like, do Ramadan? Do Muslims
do
eat Ramadan?
Do Ramadan? Do eat? Do they? Does in Ramadan? Do they? No. Do Muslims
not eat for 40 days in Ramadan? Like, love it, guys. We're running out of time.
But yeah, so. History Sound bad. Marty Supreme good. Beat banter good.
Bye.
Bye. Beat banter.